This is Liz Fox at Positively Ocean, where we celebrate the ocean and look at what's working well. This week's story starts right here in your ears. We can trace it back to the studio in Point Reyes Station, where we'll find Ocean Currents radio creator Jennifer Stock. She doesn't know this, but I've been speaking to her colleagues and friends to highlight the work that she herself does to advocate for the ocean. She's hearing the segment for the first time on air. So thank you, Jennifer, and congratulations on your 100th episode of Ocean Currents Radio. Jennifer's job as Education Outreach Coordinator for Cordell Bank National Marine Sanctuary comes with a particular challenge: bringing to life a world that is just remote and inaccessible enough that most of her audience will never experience it firsthand. 6 miles offshore, there are no islands or beaches that indicate Cordell Bank is submerged 400 feet below. Without Jennifer's work, the sanctuary would appear as a mere outline on nautical charts. So unless you were at the helm of a vessel, an oceanographer, an experienced diver, or a strawberry anemone, Cordell Bank National Marine Sanctuary would be an idea. It's quite a feat to communicate the value of a place that is essentially invisible and show how we depend on and affect what happens out there. So I asked Jennifer's community just how she does it decade after decade.
I think it's her passion for the ocean. Jenny loves the ocean.
She's incredibly energetic and enthusiastic and by default a happy person.
Enthusiasm, and Jenny's got bundles of that.
She also has a really quick wit and a bubbling personality that brings hope to dealing with even the hardest topics.
And there's more.
She has great ideas. I love the questions she asks. Sometimes I'll be involved in a discussion, and then she'll come in with a question. I'm like, that's exactly what I was thinking, or, I didn't think of that. That's a great question.
That was Dan Howard, superintendent of Cordell Bank National Marine Sanctuary, Cleo Vallette, marine artist, David Work, director at Catalina Island Marine Institute, Amy Billstrom, associate director of learning initiatives at the Oakland Museum of California, and Julie Bursick, team lead education outreach for NOAA's Channel Islands National Marine Sanctuary. It is by far an incomplete list of the hundreds of people with whom Jennifer's worked. Jennifer's colleagues, who frequently become her friends, also admire her creativity, dedication, and cooperation as she tackles huge problems. Daily, Jennifer pores over the minutiae and marvels at the grandiosity of the ocean. She hooks her mind around a concept and teases out a storyline and creates curricula and experiences that amplify the message. Cordell Bank National Marine Sanctuary is an ocean resource worth protecting for generations. Again, Jennifer's former boss, David Work.
It's not just an academic exercise. Oh, well, you know, let's take some facts and let's try and convey them to people. She's the kind of person that really has that internal passion. And when you've got that, it makes it a lot easier to find those creative ways to get that across to people.
Jennifer's a pro who's unafraid of taking on new challenges. Again, here's collaborator and friend Cleo Vallette.
She does so many things just to get the word out. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to do this radio show. Let's see what happens. And here we are at 100 episodes, and she's still really enjoying it. And
beyond her creativity, Jennifer's ability to seek and build partnerships have contributed to her success. She collaborates regularly with fishermen, scientists, communities, and policymakers. Here's Jennifer's boss and Cordell Bank National Marine Sanctuary Superintendent Dan Howard.
She's just very comfortable working in a partnership situation or as part of a larger group, working towards a common goal.
Jennifer's partnerships can last for years, as is in the case of the Oakland Museum of California. Jennifer approached the museum with a small proposal while they were in the process of a lengthy renovation. By the time the work was complete, she had scored space for and developed a permanent exhibit in a subterranean corner of the natural sciences floor. Again, Amy Billstrom.
She's persistent. That is what it will take for us all to be successful in saving the ocean and to do it in a way that really respects where people are coming from.
So thank you, Jennifer. I know there are hundreds more people out there who appreciate you and your work. And if the ocean could, it would say thanks too. But it will probably just oscillate, transfer energy, and wave. And that's an example of folks doing right by the ocean. Until next time, I'll be searching for all things Positively Ocean. For Ocean Currents Radio, this is Liz Fox.